May 19, Freedom Through Christ. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Galatians 5:1. In the beginning, God placed man under law as an indispensable condition of his very existence. He was a subject of the divine government, and there can be no government without law. God is omnipotent, omniscient, immutable. He always pursues a straightforward course. His law is truth, immutable, eternal truth. His precepts are consistent with his attributes, but Satan makes them appear in a false light. By perverting them, he seeks to give human beings an unfavorable impression of the lawgiver. Throughout his rebellion, he has sought to represent God as an unjust, tyrannical being. As a result of Adam's disobedience, every human being is a transgressor of the law, sold under sin. Unless he repents and is converted, he is under bondage to the law, serving Satan, falling into the deceptions of the enemy, and bearing witness against the precepts of Jehovah. But by perfect obedience to the requirements of the law, man is justified. Only through faith in Christ is such obedience possible. Men may comprehend the spirituality of the law, they may realize its power as a detector of sin, but they are helpless to withstand Satan's power and deceptions unless they accept the atonement provided for them in the remedial sacrifice of Christ, who is our atonement, our at-one-ment with God. Those who believe on Christ and obey his commandments are not under bondage to God's law. For those who believe and obey, his law is not a law of bondage, but of liberty. Everyone who believes on Christ, everyone who relies on the keeping power of a risen Savior that has suffered the penalty pronounced upon the transgressor, everyone who resists temptation and in the midst of evil copies the pattern given in the Christ life, will through faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ become a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Everyone who by faith obeys God's commandments will reach the condition of sinlessness in which Adam lived before his transgression.